What inspires you? From WFSU Public Media, here's this week's Voices That Inspire.
My name is Todd Sperry. I am Vice President and CFO of Oliver Sperry Renovation in Tallahassee, Florida.
So you were just telling me that you are a problem solver. Will you just sort of, and that's what you like to think of when you go on to work for something, either your own work or whatever, you perceive yourself as a problem solver. Will you just share that again?
Sure. I'm probably one of my expertise is problem solving. The best way to describe me is I was a kid that just loved word problems as a kid. You know, so, you know, bring to me issues and variables and everything and let me come up with solutions for you. This is, you know, one thing that I do at many levels. I mean, I'm the go-to guy in the family, you know, to what should we do? And in business, it's always whether it's how you structure a proposal or how, you know, how do we get from here to there, that type of things. And these are things that I enjoy doing.
So you run a business,
mm-hmm.
and you also are very engaged in the community in various ways. What drives your interest in getting involved?
Well, if I could regress to expand a little more on your last question about being a problem solver, started businesses is my expertise. I have started 5 businesses. So it's just finding problems and creating solutions for them, and business is just monetizing solution. So it's this is cool stuff for me. It's, you know, once I get past the startup and got to deal with employees, you know, things like this, it's kind of like, hey, could somebody step in and help me here?
When you first started your business, the first iteration of, I guess it was Sperry Construction?
Yeah. It was Sperry & Associates. My parents started the company, and I was in there. I had 2 brother-in-laws that were running the business with me. And in 1992, I was 32 years old. My father said, you're president of the company now. So it was in the middle of recession. We had some challenges in front of us. You know, my father had been running a proprietorship, and I was trying to figure out how to change it into something different, you know, more of a corporation structure and everything. And it was, you know, a good thing I didn't know what I was getting into. I probably would have ran. But it was, you know, the amazing thing about it is that I've learned that adversity is the greatest motivator for personal growth. You know, if you're put in a situation, you can either move forward or, you know, fail, one of the two. So it's it probably was a very stressful time for me, but it also probably was a huge personal growth time for me. And through that process, I discovered I started 2 businesses associated with that company that I had a knack for, you know, creating businesses. And I did 3 more after that at a later time.
So then when you say you feel adversity can often be what really helps us grow as a person, have you had times where you have felt failure and learned from that?
Oh, yeah. You know, a great measure of an entrepreneur is not how well you do or run a business. It's how well you take a gut punch and come back. I mean, it's you got to have disappointment to learn, and you got to have failure to figure out what's next. You know, if you don't have adversity, you almost, if you stay in a comfort zone, nothing's going to happen. You have to get uncomfortable. Neither it's put upon you or you put yourself in that uncomfortable situation, you know, because then you're having to grow and change. So it's I always impressing myself with my businesses as far as, you know, what's next, you know, trying to evolve and change.
You're, you know, obviously of a certain level of experience now in your career pathway.
Mm-hmm.
When you look behind you, those who are coming up behind you, what advice, what do you feel that generation needs to be successful? I mean, we're living now in this sort of gig economy and entrepreneurialism. So how do we build that, I guess, resilience within that next generation coming up?
You know, I would say if I advise for someone who is considering starting a business or want to go out on their own or whatever, keep it simple. To me, keep it simple is, if you have an idea for a business, ask yourself the simple questions. You know, who would my customers be? How would I find them? Who is my competition? What is my advantage over them? You know, I look at these business models that people do, and they're all academic, you know, and graphs and charts and everything. But it's kind of like, just ask yourself the basic questions. You know, where is the money going to come to do this? How much money do I need to sustain myself for a certain time period or whatever? So it's really, you know, what's my geographic area I'm covering? How am I taking my products to market? These are just, these are probably economics 101 questions, but you'd be surprised at how many entrepreneurs or you know, startup people, you know, they're giving you these academic answers about, well, if I do this, this will happen, and here's my projection. There's a lot of ifs in there, you know. So I say just keep it simple. Answer your questions with solid answers.
So we were talking earlier, and you pretty much grew up from middle school on mm-hmm. in Tallahassee area. But you chose to go away to college.
Yes, I'm a product of public school in Tallahassee. I'm a Gobby Cougar. Go Cougars. I went to University of Florida. Got a degree in building construction. I actually went down there to get a degree in civil engineering, and I wasn't quite academically focused enough. I think I was majoring in extracurricular and minoring in school. So, but building construction, yeah, I graduated with a degree in that.
And what was the value to you of leaving Tallahassee to go to school somewhere else?
To me, it was more about personal growth and education. I mean, education itself was a growth aspect, but, you know, leaving Tallahassee and going to a place like University of Florida when you're 18 years old, I knew no one. So I started over. I built my whole new network of connections and friends and everything, and I got to start from scratch. Like, no one knew the things you did in middle school or high school. So anything embarrassing or good, you know, was left in the past. So it was, it probably, you know, was good for my confidence and, you know, also, you know, made me stronger.
So you come back to Tallahassee and build your businesses, but you also made a choice to get involved mm-hmm. beyond just your business.
Sure. Construction industry, I determined early on in my career, like a couple years in my career, that we are probably the most highly regulated industry by local government. And what they do affects what we're able to do. So I started getting involved with the ordinances and, you know, talking to commissions and everything about, you know, again, you have bureaucrats that put together words and they know the theories behind them, but they don't know the practical applications. So I always would try to, they had the variables. I tried to tell them what was going to happen when you put these in effect and give them real-world explanations. You know, you realize this is going to do this and everything. And it was uphill battle for a long time. I mean, didn't really pay attention too much to what I had to say. You know, we had a comprehensive plan come in 1990. I was really involved with that during the process and everything. And it wasn't until about 3 years into the comprehensive plan, we had a recession going on, and, you know, Tallahassee had developed a really bad reputation and everything, and a lot of the stuff I've been talking about was happening, so I started to gain a little more credibility and started getting more ears lent to what I had to say, and I guess I haven't stopped since then.
So looking forward, where are you now in what you want to do and the impact you want to have, and what are you thinking about these days?
I continue to have my primary focus at improving the business environment in Tallahassee, because improving the business environment, you know, creates jobs, gives opportunities to younger generations and everything, that if it's available. And if we're a community that is dynamic and moving forward from an economic standpoint, I mean, there's opportunities across the board. I mean, it's like the old adage that, you know, tide raises all the boats, but there's a lot of truth to that, you know, because even if someone is not in business, they work for a business. So if a business is more successful, there's potential for higher wages, things like this.
What would you like to see if you could, you know, wave your magic wand for Tallahassee? What would you like to see happen here in the next 5 years?
Well, I would like to see a better coordinated plan for our community between local government, business, universities, you know, and the neighborhoods and residents can have a seat at the table. But, you know, I think in the past we have, especially like during the whole process of our comprehensive plan that came into effect, they were the main audience, you know, and business was secondary and universities really weren't even at the table on something like that. So it's, you know, we have cooperation right now, but we're not coordinated. And, you know, the difference is cooperation is where everybody's talking well together. Coordinated is where you actually have a plan and everybody understands their role in it. And you have milestones. And it's no different than a business plan, because a lot of businesses, people talk about things they want to do. But until you start, you know, setting your goals and have milestones and measuring results, you can't move forward effectively.
Yep. So with that in mind, and since this series is called Voices That Inspire, what inspires you these days?
Wow. You know, I'm inspired by other people. I mean, there's a lot of people that I know that are great mentors to me and the time they give to the community and everything. And they inspire me. I mean, there's great guys like Steve Evans, who just, he's busier now in retirement than he ever was when he was an IBM executive. And he just gives back and back and back to business model. And he's in high demand. You know, there's all sorts of people like that. Guys like Ron Sachs, you know, that, I mean, Ron's philanthropic. He's, you know, the arts, you know, business, whatever he can do to advance community. So I guess people that are giving to the community, looking for nothing in return, they inspire me. I mean, those are the type of people that, you know, will lead our community forward, not expecting anything other than living in a better community.
Do you see your ever leaving Tallahassee?
Frequently on vacations, yes.
Me too.
No, I don't. My roots are have grown deep in Tallahassee, and you know I'll be here probably from now on.
Anything final thoughts you want to add? This is your moment, you know, for our audiences to hear you.
On what topic?
Whatever you want. How do we keep a civil, civic, engaged community?
The biggest challenge about, you know, politics and conflict and everything is that people have a hard time separating, you know, issues from, you know, taking it personal. What happens is we get so many people that, you know, internalize stuff. You know, I've spent over 30 years advocating on issues and everything, and I could have heated discussions with someone across the table with me that's works for the public sector, but at the end of the day, we'll come away and say, hey, we're good friends, because it's never personal. I mean, it's about an issue. No one's threatening you or your livelihood, you know, or your family, but sometimes that is how the discussions are led, that it's, you know, win at all, you know, cause or whatever. So I guess civil discourse is let's keep the issues in the box. That's not our reality. That's just an issue we're discussing. My name is Todd Sperry with Oliver Sperry Renovation. I am Vice President CFO, but I prefer the title Head Dreamer and Schemer.
You're listening to Voices That Inspire.